Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Friday night and everyone's moving. I can feel the heat, but it's soothing, heading down.
Hello and welcome to week 5 of English Land Radio. Welcome back. We hope you've all had a fantastic week. This week on our road trip, we have made a stop off at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is probably America's most famous sports event, with millions of people watching every year. But of course, here in Italy, here in Europe, we have lots of different sports, not just American football. And so this week, the children have decided to tell us all about different types of sports they are interested in. First of all, we're going to have Luca, who will tell us a little bit about his favourite sport and some of the events happening this summer. So, Luca, let's hear it.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about basketball. So basketball has several leagues. One of those is the NBA, National Basketball Association. Every year they announce an MVP, that's the most valued player. This year they elected Stephen Curry. However, he's not the best player in the league. There are many players that play a better basketball, for example, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Dwayne Wade, LeBron James. And there are also non-American players as Tristan Thompson from Canada, Marco Bellinelli from Italy, Schroeder from Germany. NBA isn't the only league. In Italy we've got many leagues, such as the Serie A, the Serie A2, Serie B, Serie C, Serie D, and Promozione. In Serie A there are good teams as... and also good players. For example, Reggio Emilia with Andrea De Nicolao, Rimantas Caucasus. Then there's Rayo Venezia with Stefano Tunis and Milano with Alessandro Gentile. Looking up to the future, in the summer there are the Olympics Games in Rio. Remaining in the basketball theme for a few days ago, the Paralympic tournament finishes, and Croatia will participate at the Olympic Games. The team guided by Petric beat Italy 84-78 in the finals. Ettore Messina, assistant coach at San Antonio Spurs, said that his team worked good, but not so good to beat a professional team as Croatia.
And what sport are you really looking forward to in the Olympics this summer? Basketball?
Basketball?
I wonder how I guessed basketball. And who is your favorite basketball team in the world? America, Italy, in the world?
Maybe two, because I like, in the NBA, I like Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
But in Italy, I like Virginia.
That's so interesting. I've never learned so much about basketball before. Okay, now we're going to have our first song of the show. DJ Matilda. What is our first song of the show?
It's Killing With Kindness by Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez is an American singer who became famous working for the Disney Channel. This song is from her last album, Revival.
And why have you chosen this song? Why do you love this song?
I think it's... you can dance with this song.
Okay, fantastic. So for our first song, we have Kill 'Em With Kindness by Selena Gomez. Fantastic.
The world can be a nasty place. You know it, I know it, yeah. We don't have to fall. Down the weapons you fight with, and kill 'em with kindness, kill 'em with kindness, kill 'em, kill 'em, kill 'em with kindness, kill 'em with kindness.
and welcome back. That was Killin' With Kindness by Selena Gomez. And now, next we have a familiar voice. Pietro is going to tell us a little something about one of his many, many interests. Pietro knows a lot and has a lot to say about a lot of things. So, Pietro, what are we going to hear about today?
Today we are going to hear about airplanes.
Fantastic, Pietro. Tell us more.
Well, good morning, everybody. Today I'd like to explain to you the principal characteristics of one of the most popular airplanes, the Airbus A3A3-200. It is my favorite airplane and it's the biggest Airbus Alitalia used for long flights. This plane can contain 283 passengers and 20 members of the crew. It is one of the most technological airplanes in the whole world. It has got the business and the economy class, and every passenger can see the information about the trip from a computer. It is 58.8 meters long. The wingspan is 60 meters 0.3. It is high. 17.4 meters, and its flight speed is of 817 kilometers an hour. This airplane has obviously got a big trunk. The crew is made from two pilots plus the flight assistants. The A3380 has got two cards. One is in the middle and it is the biggest, and one is in the front end of the plane and it is the smaller. To pilot this airplane, you need to use the cloche, that is a stick, and there are two pedals that control the steering wheel, the part of the plane we normally call tail. To control the instruments, there is an hydraulic system. This airplane has got three tanks. Two of these are behind the wings, and one is behind the cabin, which is called tank of balancing. Finally, during the landing and the takeoff, there are the flaps. These are the principal characteristics of the Airbus A330-200. Thanks for listening.
And so, Pietro, you really, really love planes, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
And what would you like to be when you're older? Would you like to work with planes when you're older?
Well, I'd like to, yes. Or I'd like to be a pilot, or I'd like to design planes.
To maybe be an aeronautical engineer?
Maybe, yes.
Maybe. That would be super interesting. And I think you would be very good at it.
Well, thank you.
You could practice all your English there. Okay, so that was one of Pietro's absolutely fascinating interests this week, airplanes. But next, we have something else, another interesting hobby from two of our other girls, Laura and Rachele, who are going to tell us all about their favorite TV show. So, Laura, can you tell us something about your favorite TV show? What is it?
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin and the Chipmunks is my favorite TV show. It is about three brothers called Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Alvin is the cool one. Simon is the intelligent one. Oh, the Theodore is the cute. They do a lot of things.
Alvin doesn't do homework. Simon reads a lot of books. Theodore eats a lot of food. They have a lot of funny adventures. I don't have a favorite person. I like everyone. It is very funny and I love it.
Thank you so much. That was actually written by Laura, who... Laura, how old are you?
I am 8 years old.
Laura is only 8 years old and she wrote that all by herself. Thank you, Rachele, for helping out Laura with the reading. What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show is Itanderman.
Oh, what is that? I'll ask you this. Is it an Italian TV show?
I don't know.
You're not sure?
Is it Spanish?
Spanish? Okay, we'll talk about this later. This is an interesting topic for later. But now we have Pietro back on the microphone. Last week, Pietro told us all about an aspect of camp life. And this week, he's ready to tell us about camp life again. one of his favorite parts about camp. Pietro, what are you going to talk to us about?
Today, I'm going to talk to you about how we spent a night in English land camps.
Fantastic, Pietro. Sounds great.
Well, good morning, everybody, again. Last week, I told to you how we spent a normal day at English land camps. But today, I'm going to explain to you how we spent a night at English land camps. We can camp only on Wednesday night, but unfortunately, we didn't camp this week because the weather forecast said it could rain on Wednesday night, but it didn't. Our night camp starts at 7 o'clock, when we mount our tents. When we finish this operation, we make the fire with dry sticks and with paper. We cook our sausages, our Worcester, our peppers and our herbages on the fire. During the sunset, we sit on the grass and we sing some English traditional songs. At 10 o'clock, it's time to go to sleep. I wash my teeth, I blow my mattress, I spread my sleeping bed on it, and finally I can sleep. At half past six in the morning of the day after, we disassemble our tents, we have breakfast, we wash our teeth again, and we're ready for another fantastic day at English land camps. Thanks for listening.
That sounds like so much fun, Pietro. It's such a shame the weather was not so nice last night. I would have loved to have camped last night.
Yes, last night it wasn't raining, but it was very windy.
Yes, the weather was still not nice. And it's still a little bit cold outside today.
No.
It's a bit of a surprise. Yes, it is, Pietro. Oh, yes, it is. Now, next we have our second song of the show, DJ Matilda.
Yay.
What song are we listening to?
We have Faded by Alan Walker. And he, Alan Walker, is a Norwegian DJ. And this is his first single, and I love it so much.
Well, you sound like every Italian person, because I have heard this song all over the radio since I came here.
It's beautiful.
I know it is. Yes, I've really grown to appreciate this song. Well, okay. Here it is, Faded by Alan Walker.
The shadow to my light, did you feel us? Another star, you fade away. Afraid our aim is out of sight. Wanna see us alive.
Okay, welcome back. That was Faded by Alan Walker. So, adding to the sports team, we have some boys this week who are very, very interested in football, or soccer, as we call it in Ireland. Probably the most famous league in the UK is, Tommaso?
Premier League.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Premier League this week, please?
Yes. A lot of people think that Premier League is the best league in the world. Sixth World can describe the Premier League best stadiums, best coaches and best players. The last season of Premier League, there was a football miracle. Leicester City won the league. This showed that the passion could beat money. The best team are Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester United, Manchester City and Liverpool. London is the European city of football because it has more than four teams. The best are Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal and West Ham. A curiosity, next season there will be four Italian coaches in Premier League. Antonio Conte, who will coach Chelsea, Claudio Ranieri, who will coach Leicester City, Francesco Guidolin, who will coach Swansea City, and Claudio Mazzarri, who was coach Watford.
And Tommaso, what is your favourite team in the Premier League?
Arsenal.
Arsenal?
Yes.
Really?
Like William.
Like Will. Will yes. likes Arsenal, but yes. Will is from Manchester.
But he likes Arsenal.
What a weirdo. That's a joke. We all love Will. That was super interesting. I didn't realise there were so many Italian coaches in the Premier League. Thank you, Tommaso.
You're welcome.
So next, we're going to have Laura back. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her favourite sports player, about her favourite sports, and all about a famous event, sports event from the past weekend. Laura, what are you going to tell us about this week?
About this week, I want to tell for tennis.
Fantastic. Go for it.
Serena Williams is the first family tennis star in the world. Williams won against a German tennis player. She comes from America. Venus Williams is her sister. She is a tennis player too. Serena Williams is fresh 34 years old. She is very famous for her dress. She has played tennis since she was very small. She is a very good tennis player. I like to play tennis too. I play tennis 2 a week. When I am big, I would like to be like Serena Williams.
I'm sure you will be. You're only 8. You've got years and years and years to be a best tennis player in the world.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll be even better than Serena Williams.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Thank you.
So we all need to look out for Laura on the tennis scene. I love tennis too, you know that.
Oh.
I live very close to Rafael Nadal. So I know a lot about tennis. But next, we have something different. Something different than sports. We have some entertainment news from Sophia. Sophia is going to tell us all about the new films coming out in cinemas in the following year. Sophia, tell us all about the movies that we'll be watching this year.
A new film coming soon is Bridget Jones' Baby. It is the final film of a famous series. Dunkirk is a new film starring Harry Styles. For his role, he cut his famous long hair off. It is a war film. Me Before You is a film that will come out in Italy this September. This is a love story. In 2017, the first film based on the book series After by Anna Todd will be released. The character of Ardyn will be played by Daniel Sherman. And as for Testa, we will have to wait until September 2016. I'm super excited. In 2017, the film Beauty and the Beast will come out with Emma Watson and in the role of Belle. This film will be a remake of the famous Disney cartoon.
I'm especially excited for that Dunkirk film. because Harry is going to be in it. Oh, Matilda is excited too.
Me too.
What do you think of Harry's new haircut?
I prefer him with long hair.
I know, I prefer him with long hair too. But
he's beautiful.
I'm really excited to see if he can act or how he acts. Yay. I'm really, really excited to see. Super excited. So now it is time for our third song. So DJ Matilda, what are we going to listen to next?
We are going to listen Marry You by Jason Derulo. No, Marry Me.
No, it's actually Marry You.
Marry Me.
Marry You.
Marry Me.
Marry Me, sorry.
Marry Me.
That was Jason a bit of Derulo. Confusion. I was thinking of Bruno Mars.
He is an American singer and dancer, and this is one of the singles from his album Talk Dirty.
And why do you like this song?
I don't know, but...
You just do.
It sounds good.
You just like it. Okay, so Marry Me, Not You, by Jason Derulo.
Oh, yeah. 105 is the number that comes to my head when I think of all the years I wanna be with you. Wake up every morning with you in my bed. That's precisely what I plan to do. And you know one of these days when I get my money right, buy you everything and show you all the finer things in life. We'll forever be in love, so there ain't no need to rush. But one day I won't be able to ask you loud enough. I'll say, well, find out. The more I look, the more I find the reasons why you're the love of my life. You know one of these days when I get my money right, buy you everything and show you all the finer things in life. We'll forever be in love, so there ain't no need to rush. But one day I won't be able to ask you loud enough. I'll say, well, say, will you marry me? And if I lost everything, in my heart it means nothing, 'cause I have you, girl, I have you. To get right down on bended knee, nothing else would ever be better, better. The day when I say, will you marry me? I swear that I will mean it. I say,
everybody, it is time for our celebrity section of the show. So, as always, we have our celebrity gossip. This week, we have a lot of gossip to talk about. In fact, we have an entire team of gossip journalists. So, Sophia, Tommaso, Luca, would you like to tell the people what this week's gossip is?
Yes. Justin Bieber is dating a brunette model.
Kevin Durant, the power forward in the NBA, accepted a one-year contract with the Golden State Warriors after working for 9 years at Oklahoma City Thunders. They're historical enemies of Golden State. Now all OKC fans are burning his t-shirts. Stephen Curry will not play in the USA basketball national team.
Shock.
And two most retweeted tweets in the history of Twitter were the celebrity selfie with the famous presenter Ellen. The second one is always in my heart. Your sincere is Louis. By Louis, a member of One Direction. Selena Gomez has recently posted a photo on Instagram. In this picture, we can see Selena while is drinking a Coca-Cola. In fact, she is the new sponsor of Coca-Cola. Well, this photo has turned 4 million of likes. So is the most liked photo in the story of Instagram. It has also more likes than the photo posted by Justin Bieber with him and Selena kiss.
Oh my goodness, that is shocking. Especially the Louis bit, because who did he send that tweet to? Who did he send the tweet to?
Harry.
Oh my gosh, shocking, so shocking. And now we have some more celebrity gossip, or rather, gossip about one specific celebrity. Raquel, who are we talking about?
Justin Bieber.
Tell us about Justin Bieber.
There are a lot of celebrities in the world, but not all are good. An example, Justin Bieber. I hate him, and you should too. Here are a list of 10 reasons to hate Justin Bieber. He went to the jail 3 times. He addicted to drugs. He is stupid. He smokes a lot. He had a pacifier. I don't like his songs. He's got a beautiful dog, and I'm jealous. He's famous, and I'm jealous. He's got a private jet. He changed girlfriend every month. So there you go. 10 reasons why I hate Justin Bieber, and 10 reasons why you should too. Tell all your friends.
I will tell all my friends, Raquel. This fantastic list of reasons why I should hate Justin Bieber. Anything you like about him?
No.
His dog? You don't even like his dog, even though he's beautiful? Okay, well, Raquel really hates Justin Bieber, and that's all right. That is perfectly fine. So, our last piece of celebrity gossip is not really so much gossip. It's more of a profile of our last singer, of our last musician. So, DJ Matilda, who is the last musician we're going to hear about this on the show?
Shawn Mendes.
Can you tell me a little bit about him? Maybe Tommaso, too.
Yeah. He's a Canadian singer, and he was born on the 19th of August in 1998 in Toronto. His full name is Shawn Peter Raul Mendes, and his dad is from Portugal, and his mom is English. He became famous for uploading videos to Vine. Last year, he collaborated with Disney Channel, and he released the single Believe. And after a few months, he released his first album called Handwritten.
This album has got Stitches, his most famous song. He can play the guitar and the piano, and has studied theater in the same school as Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato. His latest single, Treat You Better, was licensed on the 3rd of June 2016. It's beautiful. He released a video of this song on Tuesday, and it's against the violence.
What a fantastic message to hear in a music video. So, is that the next song we're going to hear, Mathilda?
Yeah, it's Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes.
Okay, fantastic. Let's hear the man behind the biography, Shawn Mendes with Treat You Better.
I won't lie to you, I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop. I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasting crime when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better, better than he can. I'll stop time for you the second you say you'd like me to. I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crime when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better, better than he can, better than he can. Give me a sign, take my hand, we'll be fine. Promise I won't let you down. Just know that you don't have to do this alone. Promise I'll never let you down. Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better.
That was our last song, Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes. So that's us for the show. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for appreciating us every single week. I've been Chloe, and who have we had with us this week?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Luca, and thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's say goodbye to everybody listening to us. Everybody, 1, 2, 3.
Goodbye.
Fantastic. We're going to leave you with our camp song, Kids in America by Cascada. Thank you for listening to week 5. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye. Window. Down below, the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.